Varanasi, where a man attacked and injured six people on Thursday, has reopened to the public. Four toddlers and two pensioners were stabbed in the attack in the tranquil French mountainside town, and the government said the suspected assailant was a Syrian refugee. Two of the wounded children and one adult were in the hospital in a life-threatening condition, while the other victims were less seriously hurt. The local prosecutor leading the investigation said there was no indication that terrorism was the assailant's motivation. He was under investigation for attempted murder. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak for wide-ranging talks on Thursday as the British leader made his first White House visit as premier. The president spoke of the strength of their partnership.
Prime Minister Churchill and Roosevelt met here a little over 70 years ago, and they asserted that the strength of the partnership between Great Britain and the United States was the strength of the free world. I still think there's truth to that.
The leaders' Oval Office talks are expected to cover the war in Ukraine, China, economic security, international cooperation on regulating the growth field of artificial intelligence, and much more. Hazardous smoke from wildfires continue to hang over millions in the U.S. and Canada. At a news conference Wednesday, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says poor air quality from hundreds of wildfires is disrupting the life of millions.
Unfortunately, over the past years, we've seen extreme weather events increase in their intensity and their impact on Canadians, as well as on their cost to families, to provinces, and to the federal budget.
Audio courtesy of CTV. This is VOA News. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Thursday that his